Nashville is known for its songwriters, people who are paid to come up with tunes and lyrics on a regular basis. People like Victoria Banks. She wrote the Sarah Evans hit Saints and Angels from the year 2000. Banks talked to WPLN's Emily Siner in our live series and podcast, Movers and Thinkers, about the challenges of cultivating creativity, especially when it's your job.
Victoria Banks has a generous view of creativity. She thinks making art is something that everyone can do.
I think you're absolutely born with it, but everyone is born with it. I mean, you can visit a kindergarten class and ask them to draw a picture of the house they live in, and everybody's going to do it, and probably pretty enthusiastically. But if you go back and visit those same kids a few years later and you ask them to do the same thing, probably half of them are going to be like, oh, I can't draw.
Somewhere along the way, she says, some people learn erroneously that they are not creative, and she takes a lot of pride in helping them get past that. She sometimes runs these corporate team-building events where she helps a group of people write a song.
And a lot of the time, it looks like they want to just run out the door as fast as they can. But an hour later, once you've walked them through the process of brainstorming and daring to suck, which is my slogan for creativity, then they have a song and they're so excited about it.
But this makes songwriting sound easy. Most songs do not just take an hour to write. And if you're a professional, it's not a one-time thing either. Victoria says this can be really stressful.
When I signed my first publishing deal and I was expected to write every day and turn in all these songs, I would go through this angst every time I had to get up in the morning and write a song. It was like, oh, I don't know how to do it. I wrote one yesterday, but how will I write one today? And it was just so overwhelming, that fear of the blank page. It took me several years. And then I realized, wait a minute, it's not that I have to create this thing. I mean, I know they call it creativity, but it's not that I have to create it. It's that I just need to be the faucet and let the water come through.
Victoria says she's had to learn to trust herself, that she'll find something in the well of creativity that's always been there. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
You can hear more of our interview with Victoria Banks, including a song that she wrote after a challenging time in her life, on our podcast, Movers and Thinkers. Listen on iTunes, Google Play, or WPLN.org.